Tyrone, you've won the Challenge Cup twice. Are you nervous going into this one?
I wouldn't say nervous, pretty excited going into this one. Obviously been there a couple of times, but I think once you get down to London, and I think that's when probably a couple of nerves might creep in, but I don't think nerves are a bad thing either.
It's been an amazing couple of years for you, hasn't it? You left Super League to go down to Australia, you've come back, can you believe? How lucky you've been to be where you are now, because you've worked very hard to get here, but can you believe the transformation in your career?
Yeah, obviously, like you say, you mentioned luck. I think it's just the opportunities that have arisen, have been lucky enough to take them with both hands. And yeah, we're going out to Australia, well, leaving Super League in 2013. To if you had told me that I'd be leaving a site at Wembley and 2 years later, I'd have laughed at you. But no, I was really excited about doing that, and obviously coming back's been, I've really enjoyed this year with OKR, and hopefully we can top it off with this win.
You've played obviously as a player. What is it going to mean to you to be captain on Saturday?
Yeah, it's obviously captain any team's real honour. Something that I think's when you're young, it's what you aspire to do is be a leader, and obviously Chez and the coaching staff have selected me because of Campo's injury, which is unfortunate, but yeah, it's probably a dream come true to lead a side out at Wembley.
And looking at it, obviously there's not that much Challenge Cup final experience in your team. You're going to be speaking to the boys about what it's all about, because it must be a mind-blowing experience.
Yeah, obviously we've got a few Australian lads in there too, and I think once they get there, that'll be probably the first actual taste of the Challenge Cup in terms of Wembley. But yeah, I think just enjoying the day and making sure that you don't have any regrets on the pitch at the end of the game is pretty much what I'll talk about. I know I probably won't change what I speak about each and every week. We're in a fortunate position to even play the game. But yeah, I think just be telling them to take the opportunity with both hands.
You've done it the hard way. You had to beat Bradford en route, Wigan and Warrington as well, as Catalan. It's been a tough run, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think from that Bradford getting drawn the first game, it was a kind of a tasty one, obviously, with Bradford getting relegated last year and had a point to prove. But from then, we've probably been the underdogs in every game with, like you mentioned, Wigan and then Catalans, then Warrington. And we have turned up on them days, so hopefully we can tick one more box and do it on Sunday and Saturday and do it in front of all them fans. It'll be a fantastic feeling.
You've made a great start to the qualifiers as well. I know it's a separate competition, but does that ease any pressure that you might have felt coming into this one?
I think the win yesterday was massive. Obviously, a few of the lads being rested, and but the young lads who come in did a phenomenal job and show why they're in and around the first team squad, and that's what we need from the young boys and all our lads when we're playing, is that we're going out putting in them consistent performances, which we haven't done throughout the year, and the reason why we're in the qualifiers. But it does take the pressure off a little bit, beating a Super League opposition this week, and going into them last four games after the Cup, can go in a bit more relaxed.
And looking at Wembley week, what's it like when you're a player? How hard is it? I mean, I guess the minutes can't go by quick enough.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. I don't think it's hard at all. It's something, even from the press conferences, the talk around the town, and just getting that excitement building through speaking to friends, family, and you know that you're doing something special and not many people get to do in their career, and it's just making sure you really grasp it and take it forward. And I think the night before is the time where when you think, just wish it was Saturday afternoon at 2:30 kickoff. But no, it's a real good week and one to be. Have a privilege to be part of.
Have you dared dream about the possibility you might be the man lifting up the cup?
Yeah, obviously, as soon as we got to the final, we got mentioned in an interview after it, and I probably hadn't thought about that until that moment, and to do that would be a kind of surreal experience, just the thought of doing that. But there's a long way to go before that happens. We just need to make sure we start the game well, and then kick on, and hopefully we can come away with a win.